So there is our metal to semiconductor comparison, and the key is then we have got no energy gap between the valence band and the conduction band in the metal. We have got a small energy gap between our valence band and a conduction band in the semiconductor. Now what that means in terms of conductivity is that for these guys here, our metals, these guys conduct really well at room temperature. If you heat that material up, then the metal atoms sitting at their equilibrium positions, they start moving faster and faster as you apply more heat energy. Well, the band of orbitals then has to cope with that, and so it gets more and more disorganized as the atoms move faster and faster. So the conductivity for a metal then decreases with temperature as a result. It had very high conductivity at room temperature, heated up, the conductivity decreases as the bands become less organized. In the case of a semiconductor, it's converse. For this thing to conduct, you have to push electrons from the valence band and the conduction band. Now there's an energy gap. The more energy you give to the valence electron, the more likely it is for those electrons to jump in the conduction band so that thing can conduct. That's the difference between a metal and a semiconductor, or a conductor and a semiconductor. Then finally at the end, we have got our insulator. This one then has got a very large band gap, and as a result of the large band gap, we've got no conductivity at all. So those structures there I expect you can draw. Like in the particular question on molecular orbital theory, band structure theory, the MO one, there's plenty of options. I can give you a nice easy one like dilithium or something. I can make it a bit more challenging, so I could give you, well, I can't remember, it's already gone in. All I remember is that I deleted the diagram, which wouldn't sound good for you guys, would it? And then usually there's a dressing. The dressing will be do me some stuff on band structure theory. So there's not a lot needed here, okay? Simply you have to generate potentially all three of those diagrams and give me some words explaining the conductivity.